Hare Krishna. For a long time I haven't been able to come to this podcast. I'm sorry about that. Actually, when I travel, it becomes very difficult for me to record as such. Recently I just came back to Ujjain, and hopefully I'll be able to do the podcast on a daily basis again. Last time I was on, I spoke about how I confessed to Srila Prabhupada about my weakness of having sweets. And when I used to go to Calcutta, I used to have sweets, and Prabhupada told me that everything is Krishna Prasad, provided we take it in the right consciousness. That, of course, Prabhupada said, I could understand that I was a new devotee and Prabhupada was trying to encourage me, and that it should not become the standard. We should not take excuses to gratify our senses. Rather, we should try to accept everything with the right spirit, that everything belongs to Krishna and everything is for Krishna's pleasure. And Krishna will provide for whatever our needs are. But we on our part, as we make advancement in spiritual life, should be detached. We should not demand anything from Krishna, or we should not take things for our sense gratification with an excuse of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada came to Mayapur, and it was so wonderful. Like, every day was a festival. Prabhupada used to give darshan in the evenings, and we used to have his wonderful association. Those days, lots of people from the neighboring area used to come also to get the darshan of Srila Prabhupada. Most of them are Bengalis. So evening session that Prabhupada used to give sitting on the lawn used to be mostly in Bengali. And Prabhupada used to emphasize that how the Indians have to take up this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphatically said that those who are born in the land of India, or those who are born in the Indian culture, they must take up the responsibility of benefiting the world by spreading Krishna consciousness. Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janma jar janma sarthak kori paro paro upokar. And then Prabhupada emphasized how to benefit, how to do the paro upokar. He explained that those who are materially motivated, they try to gratify their senses, and they are simply concerned about their own benefit, their own enjoyment, and their own welfare. But those who are situated on the spiritual platform, they do not worry about their own welfare, because they know that Krishna is going to provide for them. They have taken shelter of Krishna, they have surrendered themselves to Krishna, so Krishna will positively take care of them in all respects. Therefore, the devotees are not concerned about their own welfare, but they are concerned about those who haven't taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And therefore, they try to tell them about Krishna, and they try to bring them to Krishna's lotus feet and help them develop their relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada pointed out that this paro upokar is jare dakho tari kato Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, you speak about Krishna. And Prabhupada pointed out, when you meet a devotee, then discuss with him about Krishna, and try to receive information about Krishna, get to know more about Krishna from him and try to advance in spiritual life. That is Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanda Parashpana. The devotees, when they meet, they understand each other because both of them are committed and dedicated to Krishna. And Kathayantasya Mam Nittam, therefore they always speak about Krishna. They discuss among themselves about Krishna. And by doing that, they derive great pleasure. Tushanticha, Ramanticha. But those who are not devotees of Krishna, those who are innocent, those who are in ignorance of Krishna consciousness, those who are ignorant about Krishna, we have to speak to them about Krishna so that they can understand who Krishna is. And we saw how Prabhupada always spoke about Krishna. Prabhupada, we haven't seen much about Prabhupada associating with his other god brothers and discuss among themselves about Krishna. But Prabhupada was preaching all the time. All the time. Whether it is with his disciples or visitors or general mass, Prabhupada was always instructing about Krishna and the importance of becoming Krishna conscious. So this way, we had the good fortune of listening to Srila Prabhupada every evening. And then one day, Srila Prabhupada called for me. And when I went to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave me a stack of letters in Bengali. And he asked me to reply them. The way Prabhupada wanted me to reply them was, first I had to read the letters out loud to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would listen, and then Prabhupada would give me the points, and then I had to formulate the letters and reply. And so this way, every day I used to reply some letters and take them to Srila Prabhupada, and then when Prabhupada approved, then I had to write it on Prabhupada's letterhead. The final letter was written on Prabhupada's letterhead, and then Prabhupada used to sign